This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
Ways in which we're learning the Gemara. Let's take it the Tosfos and the Pnei Yeshua as the two ways. Tosfos for his way and the Pnei Yeshua for his. The Nafkimina all revolves around whether we're going to consider the Bur mentioned in the Torah, the Stam Bur, as Omuk Harbe, as Tosfos says, or as Asoro, as Rashi learns. So if we're going to learn that Stam Bur is Omuk Harbe, then Vahames Yeheloi tells us that the bow referred to in the Zikin is not a stam bow. That the bow referred to in the Zikin is a particular kind of a bow. For the Zikin, it's not the normal sense of a bow. Rabbi Yoshe Ben Soloveitchik calls this conceptualization. To take a concept in halacha and give it a day to day name, a bow. What's a boir? A boir is a hole in the ground. But a boir, so there are two kinds of boirs. There's a boir referred to as a hole in the ground, and there's a boir, which is a concept in Seder Nezikin. Vahames Yeloi teaches us that the boir in Seder Nezikin is not the Balabatisha boir. It's a different definition. It's a definition of anything which can be maimis, anything which has the power to be maimis. That's the boir for Miso. The boir for Nezikin is even less than that. That's called the boir. According to Rashi, Stam Boir is Asoro. So the Boir and the Zikin is Taka. They match up now. The Boir and the Zikin and the Balabatisha Boir is the same Boir. But the Chiddush according to Pnei Yeshua is that the reason that you've got to have Asoro is not because that's Stam Boir. The reason you've got to have Asoro is because that's Kedei Lahamis. And Mamele, if it's less than Asoro, then that's Kedei Lahazik, and that's also no good. So Lahalokha, there's no difference between them. But they are both, we're able to learn Pshat in the Gemara. Both if we're going to say that a stamber is Asoro or a stamber is Omuk Harbe. That's the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, and that's how the Pnei Yeshua learns it. So the Gemara is forced to the conclusion, Elo a'avnoi sakinu ma'asoi shenichen b'rishus ha'rabim ve'eziku. So it's not a question of the differences in degree of Boir, because it's not if Boir was a defined thing, then something outside of that definition could have been a toldo. But now bor is not a defined thing. Bor is any takole in Rishus HaRabim which has got the potential to be meimis or to be mazik. It can be a centimeter high, it can be a millimeter high. The depth of it and the height of it is now no longer a factor. That's what we've come out with. We wanted to say that the height is a factor. Whether because stam bor asoro or because whatever. Now we come out, we say, no, the height of it is only a factor in the miso. That's what defines it as a bur which can be maimis. But in terms of a bur in the zikin, that can be anything. So we can't create the toldo in a difference in degree, in saying that a big bur is an av and a little bur is a toldo. That we can't do. A little bur is also an av. Any takola in Rishus HaRabim, any stumbling block in Rishus HaRabim, is a potential bur. That's how we come out. So what's the toldo? Elo avnu sakinu masoi shenichem b'rishus harabim v'iziku. Avnu sakinu masoi. That's what the Gemara wants to say now, is the toldo. Because that's not mefurish in the posuk. Even a little boy, once you learn v'ames yeloi, from that we learn, whichever route you want to take, that even a little tiny boy is a mazik. In the posuk. But avnu sakinu masoi is not mentioned in the posuk at all. Therefore that's the toldo the Gemara wants to say. Depends if it's something which can kill or something which can be mazik. If there's any nafkamina, then the rabbanon would have to determine whether the death occurred as a result of the takola, or whether the takola did not have the kerach to be maimis. That they would have to determine, as they determined with bur, how deep a bur needs to be in order to cause miso. So they would have to determine in this case how bad it has to be in order to cause the miso. Hechida, in what case is this called a toldo? If we're talking where the bailim of the Avnei Sakinu Maso was mafkir, they abandoned ownership, bein l'Rabu, bein l'Shmuel, hayne boir, then there is no machlokes at all. Sure, that's boir. And if we're talking in a case where there was not, where he was not mafkirit, according to Shmuel Taka, we hold that they all come from Bur, then Hainu Bur. So either way, if it's Afkirinu, then of course it's Hainu Bur. And if it's Loi Afkirinu, then Lishmuel it's Hainu Bur. So good, it's a Tolda. The Gemara is accepting that that is a case of Tolda because it's not Mufurish in the Kroh. But it's a Tolda Kiyotebo. There's no Havamin that it's a Tolda Lav Kiyotebo. Hainu Bur. It is Bur. If you want to go like Rav, he says it's all from Shoyre. Hainu Shoyre. That's a Tolda of a Shoyre. Maishna boyer shekin tchilas asiyosu lenezek mamoin choshmirosu alecho. What is the unique attribute of boyer that it's tchilas asiyosu lenezek mamoin choshmirosu alecho? Hani nami tchilas asiyosu lenezek mamoin choshmirosu alecho. Ela Tolda de boyer ke boyer. That's how the Gemara learns it. Says Rashi. Avnoi oi sakinu shehi nichon birushus harabim v'niskelu bohen b'nei odom v'iziku lohem. And people tripped over it and were damaged by it. V'iziku lohem, and damaged them. And they damaged them. The b'nei odom. Why dafki b'nei odom? Yeah, that we've got trouble with. And also we've got with the Beheziku Lohim. What, the Beheziku Lohim? Because if it's Odom, yeah, it does. If it's Odom, the Beheziku Lohim fits. If it's Odom, the only way you're Chayiv is Beheziku Lohim. Yeah, it could be that here that Rashi is trying to show the Nafkimina to make it a Tolda of Bur. Why is it a Tolda of the Bur that if Odom... Only if Odom is damaged by them. But if Odom is killed by them, then you'll be potter because it's a Tolda of Bo. That's not Bo. So the municipality must have him remove it. But that's not Bo. The Afkirinu Shif Kiron Unesonon Birushus Arabim. He was Mafkirit and put it in Rushus Arabim. Do you remember we were Madaik the first time? He must be Mafkirit first. If Kiron. And then Nesonon Birushus Harabim. That must be in that order. Otherwise, it's not Tchilas Asiyos and Nezek. When he is Mafkir, it's already there. That has to. When you put the pit, it must have no owner already. When you make it there, Nesonon Birushus Harabim must have no owner. That's only if you're standing there. And then he walked away and was Mafkir. Yeah, in front of two Eidim is Mafkir. So they want to walk away. I don't think that's the Chiddush of Rashi. The Chiddush of Rashi is that the Hefkir has to take place before the Nesino. When he puts it in Rashi Sarabim, it's got to be a thing which is Hefkir already. You can't put your thing there and then make it hefker. The way we learned it last time is because al iske kriyu psicho ato chayiv. The chayiv is on the maise psicho or kriya. If at the time of psicho or kriya you're a bailim, then it's not hefker. It's not a bird. So and when is the psicho or kriya? When you put it in Rishus Arabim. So at that time, it's got to be hefker already when you put it there. That wouldn't be a bor. That would be bor. That would be good. That would be good. But if you put it down first and then he was mafkirit, that would not be bor. Although the hefker could work. If he wasn't standing next to it, the hefker could work. Possibly even if he is standing next to it, the Dalad Amos is kohen only if it's he has das for that. Could be. But certainly he could move away from it. The Chiddush of Rashi is that when he places it in Rishus Harabim, it must already be hefker. Otherwise, it's not called Aliska Kriyo Psiche. At that point, it's not a bird. Bein l'Rav, bein l'Shmuel, de pligi beferi kamini echisakad. Hainu boir de tarvayu omru kol takolo shehifkir nafgalon mi boir. The chayef. Any takolo which is hefker, we learn from boir that you're chayef, yechi de boir chiyuvi b'shus rabim hui davi hefker. Just as boir is a chiyuvi b'shus rabim which is hefker, kidamrin lakam ferek shoshin agach esaporo, shal iske kriyu psicho boiloi af boloi, af kol takolo shehifkir o chayef. That's the chiddush of boyer, that even though it doesn't have a bailim, you're chayiv on the act of psicho and kriyo. And therefore, any takolo which you've placed in Rishus HaRabim, you're chayiv for if it's hefker. That there's no shaila about. That it's a boyer. It'll be a told of the boyer, but it'll be kiyotzebe. Either le'afkirinu, if he was not mafkir, then le'shmuel de omar ha'osom ba'amin yechis akad. Kol takolo boyerhu, vi'afagav de le'ifkir. Shmuel holds that any takolo in Rishus HaRabim is called boir, even if it belongs to a bailim, then ayin a boir, this is also boir. The only way it can't be boir is according to Rav, if he wasn't mafkir. And then ula Rav doma kol takolo shalo yifkiro mishoy lomadnu. Every takolo that we haven't learned comes from shoy, says Rav. Ma shoy shu mamoinoi v'im hizik chayev, av kol mamoinoi hizik chayev. Just as shoy is his moment. And is chayev, so anything which is his, which causes damage, is chayev. Very interesting, Rashi. What's Rashi say? Remember, we had a chakir in the Even Ozel whether the nizik is because of mamon, is because of your mamon, or because lack of shmiro. What's Rashi saying here? Shor is because of mamon, not other nizikim. Shor is it's your mamon. Other nizikim, there can be other reasons for. Isn't that interesting? Ula Rav doma kol tatzachidu shu narishonim kol takolo shu lo yivkiru mishoyru lamadu ma shoyru shu mamoyinu vim hizik chayev av kol mamoyinu im hizik chayev al shoyru. And if it's not your moment, then it's different things. Then there's a chiyuv shmir, there can be other things at all. Can we have the Rambam back again? Can somebody just bring the Rambam? We wanted to learn the Rambam like the Tzaddik, the Even Ozel, that it's all because of Mamoina. Why? It says that clearly. Chayovin l'sharleim, sharei Mamoinam hizik. Right? So we wanted to say that the Yisoid in the Rambam is that if it's your Momin, it's Mazik, you're Chayov. Also, the Yisoidim, in that case, why does it say call Nefesh Chayo, any living thing which is in your Rishus? Should say anything. Avnei Sakinu Masor, which is in your Rishus, also you're Chayov. And the Rambam goes further and says, Shenema ki yiguf shoyr ish shoyr reyel. So this statement of the Rambam that the Yesoid is sharei mamoinim hizik is restricted to shoyr. Isn't that so? It's restricted to shoyr. That's the Yesoid by shoyr.
So when it says mamon
time,
it's
only
in
place of
shoyr.
Yes. Because the other nizikin.
It makes sense from a point of board because you can't learn the board.
Right. And ish also makes sense. So there are two Yesoidis. By Boir and by Eish, maybe the Rambam and Rashi are learning that it's because of a lack of Shmiro. And by Shor, the Yesoidis Mamoino. Even if there's no Kavanos Ula Hazik. The Yesoidis Mamoino, if it's Mamoincho, and it was Mazik, that's it.
Then what happens if you've got another Abbas, also your Mamoino? Also Mamoino.
Another?
One of the other Abbas.
Which one, for example?
Like
Shane. Shane is part of Shor. Shein is part of Shor. When we're talking about Shor, yeah, we would be talking about Shor in its widest sense. Tosfos is cholek on that, but we'll see that. We'll see the Tosfos still. But that's the we can learn in Rashi that Shor means all cases of Shor. The Yesoid there is Mamoincha. Then there's a subcategory. Kavanos lahazik is Karen. Darko lahazik is Shein. Regel Hano lezeke is Shein. But the general category of Shor is Mamoincha. That's how Rashi and the Rambam seem to be learning. A chiddush and show. First, the opening. So the opening halacha, yeah. And with that, we might be able to answer a very tough kasha on the sugya. Let's have a look and see. Hainu shoyr. The love told of the boy, then it's not a told of the boy. Uveshoir Amaron Le'el told the Shoir Kishoir. And by Shoir we've already said that the told of the Shoir is Kishoir. Vafil Lishmul the Nami the Omar told the Boyinu, and even according to Shmuel once again this is a told of Boyer. Mochazis Le'ukmi Milz the Rav Popa told the Boyer. Why would you want to establish Rav Popa on the words of Rav Popa, that it's love Kiyotzba by Boyer? Maishna Boyer the Chayiv she can't chilas asiyos lenezek v'chuli. Just as can't chilas asiyos lenezek is the Kach haMechayiv in Boyer. So it is also in Avnus Akinu Masoy. So what reason would there be to be mechalik between Avnus Akinu Masoy on the one hand and Boyer on the other hand? So it's also Kiyotzba Boyer. It's Mimon of Shach. According to Shmuel, it's Boyer. According to Rav, it's Shoyer. Shoyer, we've already said, is Kiyotze Boyer. And Boyer is also Kiyotze Boyer. Why not? It's both Chilas HaSiyos and Nezek. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. Haninami Chilas HaSiyos and Chilas Masha Nasu Boyer Dahayinu Kishu Hunchu L'shom V'yoyim Dim Nezek. The moment they were placed there, they were already made liable for Nezek. Where did we say Tolda the Shoyer is Kishoy? Where did the Gemara say that? Where? Show me. Yeah, so read the Gemara. Where did the Gemara say that? What's that talking about? Go on, Ella.
Okay, Ella, told her the care.
We haven't said anywhere told her the show kisho. We said told her kikerin kikerin, and told her the shen kishen, and told her kiregel is kiregel. Now that's very important. I'll tell you why that's so important. The Pnei Yeshua is a very powerful kasha. Ask the Pnei Yeshua, how can the Gemara say, if you say it's told the shoyer, either avdo amar kulam yishoyer lemadnu, haynu shoyer. Stan, before we go on to what we've just said now, what does that mean? We've already established that told the shoyer is kishoyer. Told the kikerin is kikerin. Why did we say told the shoyer is kishoyer? Because what was there? What was the basis of that statement? Why did we say told the kikerin kikerin? Kavanos l'hazik. Where's Kavanos l'hazik here? How can you just rely on what was said on Daf Beis? On Daf Beis we were talking about Neshicho and Revitzo and all these things. Good, so the Bashein we said it was because of Hanola Ezekiel. By Regel we said it was because of Urche Bekach. But what are any of those three Shayach to Avnus Akinu Maso? The only thing you've got by Avnus Akinu Maso is that it's Mamoincho. But that's not the basis on which we came to the conclusion that told the same to Yetze Bohem. We refer to the specific definitions. How can the Gemara just rely on that? That's the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. Good, Boyer, if you say it's Boyer, fine. The Gemara goes through you and says, Boyer, ma, Boyer, tchilas asuyos l'nezek, haninami tchilas asuyos l'nezek. Good. But if you're going to say that Avnei Sakinu Maso is Shoyer, it's true that we've already said the Tolda kishoy, but we haven't looked at this Tolda. This is a unique Tolda. This is taka different. How can the Gemara just brush it aside as if it's already been dealt with? It hasn't. The basis on which we dealt with the others doesn't apply to Avnus Akinu Masur. That's the Pnei Yeshua's kasha.
But surely we need to go and see on what basis Rav says full of Mishola.
Mamoincho. So it's all Momen. Good, okay. So let's say like the Rambam says, if it's Momen, it's Shoy. But that doesn't mean Kiyotze Boy. We said the reason the Kach HaMechayiv in Rashi I'm talking, we said the Kach HaMechayiv in Keren is Kavanos LaHazik. That's why Chatzi Nezek. We said the Kach HaMechayiv Bashen is Hanole Ezekoy. That's why Potzer Birshus HaRabim or whatever you want to say. And so on. What unique attribute applies to Avnu Sakinu and Masur which will justify us giving it precisely the same din as the Av? Just because it's Mamoina, then why did we have to go through the whole charade of Kavanos al-Hazik and Ano al-Hazik? Why didn't we just say right in the beginning? Ma Hani Mamoina, Hani Nami Mamoina, Ma Av Mamoina, Tol the Nami Mamoina, therefore it's Kiyotze Bohim. Why did we go through the whole business of Kavanos al-Hazik?
That's
Let's worry about Rashi first of all. So according to Rashi, we're being mechadish, but in Rashi, there is an av called shor, a subcategory called shor, and or a category called shor, subdivided into keren, shein, v'regel. The kavanos of lahazik, and the hanol be'ezeker, and the urche bekach, is all a quality which enables us to define which subcategory the Torah belongs to. But what makes us able to decide that it belongs to Shoir is Mamoincha. And if it's Mamoincha, you're Chayav al Shoir. How much? Nezek Sholem. Finished. Rishisarabim. There's no Tam, there's no Rishisarabim, Rishisayofi differences, nothing. You're Chayav al Shoir. That's the Rambam. Kol Nefesh Chayoshi Rishisha Shalodom. Good, so this Nefesh Chayo is now difficult. So obviously the Rambam is not paskening like Rav. But leave that aside. Shehiziko habaylim chayovim l'shalim shaharei mamoinam hezik. Finished. How much? Full damages. Wherever. That's the yisoid of shor. That's what we're saying. That's the yisoid of shor. So it's mashma from the Magid Mishnah that kol nefesh chayo comes to teach us it doesn't have to be an ox. It can be things which aren't even nefesh chaya, but you shouldn't think that foxes and wolves and all sorts of other things are not included because it says shor. That's exactly how it must be shor. No, it's not. It's called nefesh chaya. Shor means called nefesh chaya. But not only a nefesh chaya comes out. So that's how we could then understand the Rashi. That to teach us that it's true that we went through the whole business of whether kavanos lahazik and whether urche bekach and so on, to determine whether the Toldo is like that particular Av, meaning Keren, Shein, or Regel. But to determine whether it's like the general Av, that we don't have a Shaila about. Anything which is Mamoincho is Kiyotzebo, it's like the Av of Shor. It's a big Chiddush in Rashi, but that's what Rashi says, and the Rambam says the same. The Pnei Yeshua somehow doesn't touch that, and he goes on to a different level which we need to look inside. We need to just close this at the Pnei Yeshua and learn it. And you might have it at the bottom of your Pnei Yeshua there already. Yeah. We need to go on to the next page as well, though. Should we just focus that the next. Maybe we can just set the focus that running. Meanwhile, we'll start the Pnei Yeshua. Big moro, perush Rashi, the ila ravdo makulam ishoiru lamadnu, hainu shor, perush Rashi, hainu shor, the lav told the bur nidu, with the shor amorun the el, told the shor lav kishor. Told the shor kishor, isn't that so? What's lav kishor? It's a mistake, isn't it? Told the shor kishor, that must be a mistake. Kavonosoi mevuah. The intention of Rashi is clear. Shebo liyashev. Rashi is coming to answer. We all got it in the Pnei. Anybody without a Pnei Yeshua in front of them? Who hasn't got a Pnei Yeshua? Who hasn't got one to share with? It says, Leonard, then you better go around then so you can share properly. Page Gimel of the Pnei Yeshua. So we're missing, well, are there three people there without? Two. So can we just focus that quickly, then we better just focus that. Andrew, while you're there, perhaps do both of them. Yeah, thanks a lot. Des, did the tapes come back yet? We're going to get them tomorrow. We will get them tomorrow. Hainu Shor, Veloika Omar, says the Pnei Yeshua, what Rashi is worried about, why the Gemara doesn't continue the reasoning to say, Maishno Shor, it should carry on, Maishno Shor, should come on as Lazik, etc. Doesn't it? Just says, Hainu Shor, Kemoshu Omar, Bukhola Sugya, as it's been saying right through the Sugya, Ula El, Besomuch gabi ida, don't worry about this, you can put in parenthesis. Here Rashi explains the Gemara does not have to go through the whole business again. Since we've already established the tilde to kashur is kashur. So right here, the Pnei Yeshua Lichayra should have asked. But we haven't said tilde to kashur kashur. We've said kerin is kerin. What's the shur? What's tilde to shur? What are we talking about shur? Are we talking about kerin? Are we talking about shein? What does it mean? Aval be'emes loshon Rashi tamua mo'id. But be'emes is the Pnei Yeshua, the loshon of Rashi is very strange. Sha'arei maish shekosov le'el told the shur kashur. This which it says previously told the shur kashur doesn't say that. The Pnei Yeshua is tamua. It doesn't say anywhere told the shur kashur. But anyway, lav rapopa atzmei omro. That was not rapopa himself. Elo sugya the shas omro. That was the Gemara who was reasoning that way. Okay. Mikach kushis hamakshe bekol echod. As a result of the kashu of the makshon at each stage, maishno. I think the kashu of maishno in each stage. The kivan shirod the tilde sakirin kavanos and lahazik kemoy ha'av. Since the Gemara saw that the tilde of kirin is kavanos halazik just like the av, but tilde sashen yeshano lezekin kemoy hashen, and the tilde of shen is yeshano just like shen. The tilde of regel is eken motzu kumay haregel, and the tilde of regel is eken motzu like regel. Lo nire lo loymar. It doesn't appear logical to the Gemara to assume shaloiti yeki yitzi bohem that the tilde should be different from the others. Ule kach omar tilde the shor kashur, and that's why it says tilde the shor kashur. So Rashi said the Pnei Yeshua seems to be learning in a way like we are. The tilde the shor kashur encompasses all three. That in all cases of the Ovis of Shor, Keren, Shein, and Regel, all the toldos thus far examined are the same as the Av because they have the same characteristics. But here, Ba'avnu Sakinu Masu, as the Pnei Yeshua, how can you say Hainu Shor? Kivan Shein Kavanos Lahazik, Ve'in Anole Ezekon, Ve'in Ezekon Motsui. What characteristic of any branch of Shor does Avnu Sakinu Masu have? In that case, it is not comparable to Keren, nor to Shein and Regel. Nor is it governed by Ruach HaChaim, as the Rambam says. That at least the Shur has got to have Ruach HaChaim, the general category of Shur. This doesn't even have Ruach HaChaim. Elo Rav Shalomdo Mishur, Aino Lefishu Momin Bailim, Delei Afkare. Rav says it's shor only on one ground, and that's its momin bailim. It belongs to the bailim, and it isn't hefke. Then lichoyer asked the Pnei Yeshua, "This is what Papa means. The tolda saying lav ki yitzi bohem. It is a tolda of shor, fine, because it's mamoino, but it holds none of the characteristics of shor. So this must be lav ki yitzi bohem. It's not like kirin, and it's not like shein, and it's not like regan. That's what the Pnei Yeshua asks." And this Gemara applies to the Gemara. This Kashi applies to the Gemara itself, even without Rashi. Leave aside the Ve'en Loimar. Meanwhile, you can work through that yourselves until about 10 lines further down, 12 lines further down. The Kach Diri LeYashiv. And here, the Pnei Yeshua, peculiarly enough, says virtually the same thing as the Brisker Rov. The Brisker Rov made no mention of this Pnei Yeshua. The Kach Diri LeYashiv. Therefore, says the Pnei Yeshua, that I want to answer in the following way. This which has been said in the entire sugya previously and further. The Gemara does not require the tolda to possess all the attributes of the Av. The whole vadai lesser, because that certainly is not so. When it talks about kiyotze bohem, it means on the principle of ovis governing the ikar of tashlum, that you've got to pay. That's what it means kiyotze bohem, that there's a chiyuv tashlum. Vimkein. We cannot say that because a Toldo of Keren does not possess all the attributes of Keren, loitis chayev besashlumin, that it's going to be potter. Because the other ovos themselves don't have the milos of Keren and they have to pay. So you see, the milo of Keren does not create the chiyuv to pay. It's not the kavanos lazik which makes you pay. There's something more general which makes you pay. The kavanos lazik makes it specifically Keren. But that's not what makes you pay. Even if the toldo is not the same as the av in every way, we're not going to say that that's considered lav kiyetze b'hem. And how did Rashi learn lav kiyetze b'hem? Don't forget. What was Rashi? Potel gamri. So that's not the inyan. Because bor and esh don't have the minus of shein v'regel. But so you see, that's not what's mechayiv then. Mechayim b'kulum. After the Torah has established the four types of nezikin, that each one has qualities which the other lacks, we can no longer say that it's dafka these milus which is good in the tashlumin. You see what he's saying? So what is good in the tashlumin? Tzadashov is going to Tashlim. Tzadashov is going to Tashlim. And that's called Kiyitzibu. If it shares the Tzadashov, that's already called Kiyitzibu. Vim Kain is Rabbi HaToldo Shapir Leikera Tashlumin. And therefore the Toldo may be included correctly as for the Ikera Tashlumin. The Kiven is Rabbi Leikera Tashlumin Amrina Memele. Once it's been included for the Ikarat Hashlumin, says the Pnei Yeshua, we say then automatically, Shekol Toldo Yesh Lo Lihidamois Al Kol Ponim Yosel Lo Isa Av Sheshovelik Tas Yosem Lo Avacher. Then we examine the Toldo and we say, does it approximate one of the others particularly? Which is it closest to? It must be close to one of them. Not exactly the same. It's exactly the same as the Tzadashove. That's already Kiyotzeboy. Now we want to see, in order to know what halacha is to give it, in addition to possessing the tzadashove, what av does it approximate to in its uniqueness? Even though the Toldo doesn't have all the milus of that av. And adopt this principle in your hands, says the Pnei Yeshua. Because so is the acceptance of all the poskim in all these matters, the Yisrabi lekamen b'ma'atzad b'daf dalet. Mishnei minei nezikin, that if a toldo has been extrapolated from two nezikin, v'imkein al kochach eino shove b'chol amayels l'shum av, then automatically it cannot anymore be identical to any av because it's a hybrid. Then sharei tzrichin l'ilmud b'ma'atzad, because you need both always to teach, kivan de'ike pircha l'kol echol, because there's a pircha on each one, mikol mochem nevertheless kivan damrinan yuchiyach. Since we use a yuchiyach, this rabu b'me'atzad l'ikirat hashlumin, and we use the me'atzad to include it for the general principle of tashlumin, you cannot exclude it from shlumin because these two others jointly teach you that it must be chayiv. After you've done that, chayzeres achar kach limekoymo, then this new toldo goes back to its place, lo'oysi av sheshova lo'yoser, to the av which is most similar to it. Like the Rosh's example, Avnos and Masor and Shenichem Berosh Hagag, Beiziku Beruach Mitzuyo, Shinil Medes Lekama B'Me'atzad Mi Boir Ve'esh. It's learned from Boir and Esh. Va'afilu Achi Loi Patrinan Bo Tomun K'moy Be'esh. We don't give it the din of Esh or Kota B'Tomun. Elo Chozeres LeDinei Boir. It goes back to the Dinei Boir. Although we need Esh to teach us, but we need Esh to teach us the general Chiyuv. Once you know the general chiyuv, we now have to place it in one particular place. Af lechumre kivan sheshove lo yosed, since it is more like bo than like esh. V'chein b'chulu, ayin b'divre rosh ba'arichus alzei. That's isn't it similar to the brisker rov? In the brisker rov, maybe didn't see the esh. It's a raya. But he didn't see the chiyuv, didn't see the Pnei Yeshua. Lichoidin, it's strange. The Pnei Yeshua is a Choshev Achrin. It's strange. They didn't see the Pnei Yeshua. Well, he's coming on to Rashi. He comes now. But it's going to throw us into disarray, because we've been learning all along, and that's what you asked me on the Briskerov, Jeff, after you went through the Briskerov. We've been learning all along that Rashi is not going like that. That Rashi holds that the Mechayev is the uniqueness. And Lichoidin, we've had Raya's Mefuroshis. The problem is Daf Hey, good. But so far, we've had it's been Mefurush in Rashi right through. That it's the uniqueness which has been Mechayev. And that's why if it's Lav Kiyetze Boim, it's Potter altogether. That's how we've learned so far. Now we've got the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha on Rashi. And this is the way he's answering it, placing Rashi together with the other Rishonim and Achronim. Which means that when Tosfos, for example, said on Daf Beis that it's not the uniqueness which is the Goyrim. It's the Tzad HaShove which is the Goyrim. We will learn clearly that Rashi is Cholek on that. Now the Pnei Yeshua is saying, no, Rashi must agree with it. Otherwise, how do you understand the Gemara here? Never mind Rashi. How do you understand the Gemara here? There's no other way to learn the Gemara. So he goes on, V'imkein al-kochach, ma'ashu hutzrach l'hakshus, le'el. Ma'ishno, the reason that we had to ask Ma'ishno in the earlier sugyas, in the earlier pieces of Gemara, ha'inu mishum di'in lo'ikein, that is because if not, lo yo mitzah ba'isatul do shum ma'ilo, ma'ashu yesh ba'achas mikol ha'ovis. Then in each of those tildes, we wouldn't have found it close to any of them. For example, Neshicha. If we wouldn't have found Kavanos al-Hazik, we wouldn't have been able to have Karen adopt it as its own. Not that we're doubtful about the Chiyuv, of course you would have been Chayev. Your ox has bitten somebody, you're Chayev, finished. There's the Tzad HaShove is there. But we need to find it, we need to adopt it to one of the Ovis. Look, Vitishka, Kigun Negifu, Neshicha. If it weren't that it was close to Karen in its possession of the Kavanos Lahazik, we wouldn't find any Milo. It's not wouldn't be like anything. Therefore, how would we know it's Chayev altogether? That I find difficult in the Pnei Yeshua. How do you know it's Chayev altogether? Mamoin Chol, Shmirosan Alecho, finished. But he wants to say, I suppose you might tie it as a Gzeres HaKosov, only those four. And if it doesn't fit in at all, if it doesn't even approximate one of them, maybe it's Potter altogether. That's what he wants to say is Rashi's, what Rashi holds. But if you can't find an Av that it approximates, then it's Potter altogether. It's very hard. And so with all these, the porich maishno hainu, kedei limtsoi lahatoldo shum maila. We want to find that the toldo has one attribute which it can share with a particular av, so as to be able to classify it with that av. Duk v'timtso shein lo shum toldo shum maila mi av achos elo mi av shelo. And you'll find each tolda only has the av of it, the milers of its own tolda, of its own av. Each tolda so far does not have any of the milers of other ovis. Right? Avnus akidu maso is the first problem we've got. Up till now it's been very clear cut. Each one has got a miler of its av and only its av, none of the other milers. Here, it's got to
say it's shor.
What does he mean? The kach porich maishno bekulu. Therefore, in all cases, it has to say maishno because it's exactly the same as the av. Mashenkin kam porich hashach shapi il rav dom akulu mishoy lemadnu haynu shor. If shalu mad afilu achi enu ki yitzi bo. And you call it good, it's show, but it's not kiyitzibo. Since it doesn't doime, so it's not kiyitzibo. Bikomokum, no, you can't say that. Hare you doime la bosh, it's kilas asiyosu lenezek. It is like bosh, the masik besomach, and therefore you know it's chayev as that. By the other, as the Pnei Yeshua, you wouldn't know it's chayev at all because it only has one attribute. And if it didn't have that attribute, it would have no attributes. This one has the attribute of boir, at least, so you know it's chayev. But Rav learns it al shor. So you want to place it with shor, good. V'shat somach atzmei b'zeh amashonah b'tshnai boir. V'koy afilu Rav don'a kulu mishoyu l'mad v'haynu mishun d'svir v'eshu doyme yoyisel l'shoyu mi l'boir.
What Rav means is it's more like shor than bor. Not like that it's not bor at all. You need bor also to learn avnei sakinu masor. You can't learn it only from shor. But once you've learned it from shor and bor, you re-examine it and say, right, we know now you're chayev. It's a tolda. What is it a tolda of? Bor or shor? What is it more similar to? Kivan shu momin bailim delay afkere bim kein ati shapi de parech l'rav hainu shor. You can't say, good, it's sure, but it's Enoch Yitzhak. Kivan she'in kavanos lahazik, because there's no kavanos lahazik. Ve'in buru achayim. Ve'ze amrin and shapir, bur yochiach, because we know you're chayev. From bur. Ve'in kein kivan, the far is rabu le'ikarat ashlumin mishoir umi bur. Since shoir and bur together have taught us that avnoi sakinu masoi is generally chayev. Then it goes back to the position of being a child of shor. Kivan shu momin bailim, umitam ze yesh la kol dinei shor, and therefore it follows all the dinim of shor. Umechayev bo afilu kelim, and it's chayev for kelim. It doesn't have the dinim of bo. Vim ken bal kolcha chavi ki yitzibo. Apul ve. So what's the pshuah said? It said that you've got to learn. Otherwise you have a difficulty. The difficulty is, how does the Gemara rely on the fact that we've already said Tolda the Shor Kishor? Tolda the Shor Kishor up till now has been because all the Toldas of Shor have shared the same properties as the Av. But with Avnoi, Sakinu and Masur, according to Rav, we are creating a new Tolda which does not have the properties of the Shor. So how can you just assume it's Kiyotzibur like the others? The very reason for which you said the others are kiyotze boy doesn't apply by Avnu Sakinu Masur. That's the kashya of the Pnei Yeshua. Answers the Pnei Yeshua, no, you better look at it very differently. There are two different things, the general chiyuv and the specific chiyuv. The general chiyuv is often learned from two. Having learned the general chiyuv, you then reclassify it to the Av to which it's most similar. So Avnu Sakinu Masur Shenichim Berushus Hagag V'Noflu Berushus Beruach Metzuyo. That's learned from Boer and Eish, and at the end of it we call it Boer. So our Avnei Sakinu Masor, says the Pnei Yeshua, is not only Shor, even according to Rav, you need Boer as well. All that Rav is saying that once you've learnt it from Boer, it becomes like Shor. It becomes like Shor. So what are you going to tie in it? Lav Ki Yitzabim, according to Rashi, what does Lav Ki Yitzabim mean? It'll be Potter. It's not Potter, you know from Boer that it's not Potter. So it must be Ki Yitzabim. It has the same halacha, although it doesn't have the same attribute, it has the same halacha. The Pnei Yeshua's Kavanosu Lahazik was the method of concluding that it's Kiyotze Bo Legabi the halachas. Here I don't have to go that route. I know it's Kiyotze Bo Legabi the halachas because Bor teaches me that. Kiyotze Bo means the halachas are the same. The root of Kavanosu Lahazik and Ano Be'ezeke, that's only to say in that case the halachas be the same. Here I don't have to go that route. I know the halachas the same because you can't tell me it's Potter. It's no worse than Boer. So Chayev it certainly is. No, if it's Chayev, it's the same as Shor. The question is only, where exactly do I classify it? Rav says you classify it closest to Shor. That's how the Pnei Yeshua learns it. But that way it will come out, that according to Rashi also, the Mechayev is the Tzad HaShoveh. No, not really, is it? Not really. To be Mechayev, the Pnei Yeshua is saying, you need a specific. Isn't that so? You need a specific, he says. If, for example, we found that Neshicha did not have the property of Kavanos Lahazik, the Pnei Yeshua says he would be Potter. Isn't that so? Because it has no other properties. It doesn't have the property of Eish, and it doesn't have the property of Boer, and it doesn't have the property of Shein, and it doesn't have the property of Regel. If it didn't have the property of Keren either, it would be Potter and Gansen. So it must have the unique properties. But Ba'avnu Sakinu Masur, it doesn't matter, because it's got the unique property of Boer at least. But that doesn't necessarily make it a boy. The principle of Mamoinoi overrides the principle of boy, according to Rav, not according to Shmuel. That's the Machloikus Rav and Shmuel. That's how the Pnei Yeshua learns the sugya. And I think really the Pnei Yeshua then is saying very similar to what we were Madaik. When he says, Ma shoshu Mamoinoi v'im hezik chayev, af kol Mamoinoi v'im hezik chayev. That's the essence of Shor in general. It must be your moment. If it's your moment, you're chayev. Now, I think our diyuk in Rashi is different to the Pnei Yeshua, isn't it? We're saying that the Rashi is not even relying on Bor. The Pnei Yeshua says it all comes from Bor. We're saying that Rashi says you don't even have to go to Bor. There is an av of Shor. And Shor is Mamoina. If it's your money, you chayev. That's an av of shur. There are subcategories of shur, but it doesn't have to go into one of those subcategories. Even if it's in the general category, you chayev. So it's not shein, it's not regen, it's not keren. It's part of the general category of shur. Which one? Hainu shur, the lav tol de boninu. Why not according to us? What's the problem? Right. No, but if you read it right through, it's no problem. Ula Rav Doma Kol Takol Shleip Kira Mishol Madnu Mashu Yishu Mamuni Imhizik Chayiv Afkol Mamuni Imhizik Chayiv, and therefore Hainu Shor V'Lav Tolda Debor. That's why it is Shor and not a Tolda of Bor. And it's not a Tolda of Shor. Possibly Rashi wants to say it's Shor. No, you've got to say the Tolda of Shor. Shor Amrinan Leel Tolda of Shor Kishor. So we're saying, why did we say Le'el Tilda the Shur Ki Shur? We went through all the cases of Shur, and we found that the Tildas are the same as the Av. Because of two properties. A, it was Mamoina, and B, there was Kavanos Lahazik, or there was Hano, or there was Hezekah Motsui. So here there isn't Kavanos Lahazik, there's no Hano, and there's no Hezekah Motsui. So it can't be Keren, Shein, or Regal. But Shur it is. There we have no difficulty with. The Gemara never questioned the Kiyetze Vahem as far as the general category of Shur is concerned. That was never an issue. So we're saying that in Rashi it could be that Bor is not a feature at all according to Rav, that this is pure Shur. You don't need Bor. This is learnt out of Shur, and there's a Chiddush in Rashi that Shur is a new Av. It's a super category of Av, and all it requires is Mamoina. And that Lichur is Mefurish in the Rambam. All it requires is Mamoina. Then there are certain subcategories of that Shur into which Av Nesakinu Masur doesn't fit. Stays in the general category of Shur. Doesn't go into the subcategories. So we're saying, if it's your moment, you're Chayev. However, if it's Keren, then Tamiz Chatzinezeh. If it's Shein, then Potzer Birushus Harabi. If it's Regel, and so on. But if it's not any of those three, then you remain with the general chiyuv of chayuv. That's how Rashi seems to be learning. Now Yeshua learns a little bit different. But now Yeshua learns that Rashi requires a unique attribute of one of the ovis. That if a tolda doesn't have a unique attribute of one of the ovis, it's potter altogether. But in both cases, both the way we're learning and the way the Pnei Yeshua is learning, it's not like the Brisker of. Right. Could be sure, but it wouldn't be told to the regal. It does have to. Rashi says there why it has to be told to the regal. What does Rashi say there? No, but he says why you want to make it. He says not told the keren. Elo the regal, the mikol regal the osu. The regal lo yavi the regal mishalom nizishlem ani rava. The Shalem in Aliyah, the Gemara says, why is it regal to be Shalem in Aliyah? Which would. Could be a told if we're going to say that there's such a thing as an av of shur with its toldo, and the toldo could be kiyotibel or lav kiyotibel. Then let's say chatzin nezek tshoyrus is stam a toldo of shur. It doesn't have to come to regel. We're going to have to look at that and see. We'll either have to be moved to the Pnei Yeshua, or we'll have to find a way to learn that. But both aren't the Briskerov. They're not the Briskerov, though, because the Briskerov seems to learn that Rashi goes that the Tzadashov is Mechayev. The Pnei Yeshua is not saying that.
In the beginning, in the beginning, but at the end. And says what? That Rashi holds what? So what does he hold about Rashi Shita in the end? For the Chazorah, for the next 2 weeks, firstly, learn all the Gemara again. Secondly, the Briskerov. Thirdly, the Pnei Yeshuas that we've done. The Rosh that we've done. And then go further. Eric is going to make a diary, like we did last time with the Daf Hayomi kind of thing, so that each day we've got specified what's to be learned for that day to make sure that over the period a certain amount of Gemara is covered.